Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. And we have with us Jeff Lobdell. He is the president and founder of Restaurant Partners Management, headquartered in Grand Rapids. Also, Jeff is serving as the chair of the National Restaurant Association. So here's a reasonably busy guy. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
No, it's good to have you on. And you know, I'll tell you what's really nice is having a reflection from your industry, and we'll get this in a while, but you guys don't always fit into a category, and certainly not just the general small business category. So let's start with challenges, I think, in 24. What you're looking forward to, you know, this year and saying this is going to be something that's going to keep a few people up at night.
Sure. Well, you know, and inflation has curbed a bit, which is good, but we've already packed in a little more in our costs, both on labor and on the food side. You know, interest rates are really high, so that's impacting a lot of people that have variable loans and other things that are impacted by interest rates. I think the staffing part is improved, that we've got a lot, you know, restaurants are a lot more staffed better than they were this time last year, or certainly the year before. You know, we're dealing with cost, and, you know, restaurants operate on razor thin margins. So, you know, the average restaurant across the country is probably, you know, 3%. And so when you're just dealing with pennies, that means like every dollar that comes in the door, only 3 cents goes to the bottom line. So, you know, that hurts restaurants a lot. And so every penny counts. And so when we're fighting things like credit card processing and other things that hit us, you know, it really makes things difficult.
I just got back last night from Las Vegas, and the jump caused by inflation in the cost of restaurants out there has been somewhat exponential. Yeah. And we are seeing this. Are you paying with cash or are you paying with a credit card? Because there's a 3% charge using your credit card. So I would assume we're seeing that here in Michigan.
Yep. There are a lot more people have implemented a cash discount surcharge and other things. And but those fees are borne on fees that are passed on to the restaurants. You know, a lot of our deliveries now have fuel charges, surcharges. You know, certainly most consumers see those kind of things when they go get their dry cleaning, or they see it in their utility bills, and they're passed on to the restaurants. But those have extrapolated, and we're just trying to make ends meet in the industry and do what we can. You know, recently the FTC has come up with suggestions to get to regulate, so restaurants can't have service fees, can't have delivery charge, can't have cash discounts or any of those things. They call them junk fees. You know, the restaurant industry is advocating that, you know, we should be allowed to charge and do business as we always have, but certainly we need to be transparent in those fees.
So let's talk a little bit. You've been 35 years in the industry. Let's talk a little bit about what you think are the essential things to know and to do to have a successful restaurant.
Well, I think it's about the people. You got to surround yourself with great people and people who care about the food quality, people who care about their coworkers, people who care about the company they work for. They care about the guest. The guest is king, taking care of the guests. You know, people who care about their communities and make sure that everybody in the community is taken care of.
So it's interesting because we were talking a little bit offline about robotics. And I said, I don't think robots will ever replace people in waiting on tables other than a McDonald's or something like that. Do you see any AI or any kind of automation coming into play?
I see AI as gaining in traction. You probably just saw Wendy's made an announcement in 2025. They're going to go to a little bit more of dynamic pricing. You know, at some restaurants, you've seen them when you go through the airports, they have those little scanned to wait on. It's not hospitality, but you're trying to have a workaround when you're dealing with workforce availability. But, you know, we're in the hospitality industry. We want to have friendly service and great dining experiences as well. So that is an obstacle.
I think you make a great distinguishment there between the hospitality industry and food / fuel industry, which is where a lot of them are going. What about the rest of 24 and into 25? What do you see as challenges there?
Who knows what road bumps, you know, it's everything changes every day that we could encounter. I do see a lot of the restaurant companies out there really working with technology to improve. You mentioned earlier about AI. You know, I think a lot of commerce has moved to online, either order by app, order on the website, third-party delivery. So operators that want to do well need to be able to adapt and take care of customers that, you know, want to have their food delivered and or available to them rather than go in a dining room. Certainly, I'm a big advocate of the dining experiences and being part of the community, but I think the restaurant industry is still transitioning into more into the digital world.
But I also think people still go out for the experience and to go out, right?
For sure. Yep.
So we got about a half minute left. Let's talk a little bit about you. You were putting together a Hawaii wildfire relief.
Yeah.
That's still ongoing. And how's that doing?
We ran it a week within the disaster. I think we felt compelled to do so. Myself being in a leadership role with the National Restaurant Association, seeing the Hawaiian Restaurant Association and all the co-workers suffer, we wanted to help. So we were able to raise over $12,000 and bring a lot of attention. We don't know how much was also donated due to our bringing attention to the efforts, but half of it went to the Red Cross and the other half of it went to the Hawaiian Hospitality Worker Relief Fund.
I'll tell you what, with what we saw there and the devastation that happened, I'll bet you 20 cents would have been appreciated on their behalf. If you would, we got, 20 seconds left. Tell people how big you are, because I don't want anybody to think you're just going back to fry cook this afternoon.
You know, I'm a small business person. I drive around in my minivan just like everybody else. I do have 16 Grand Rapids hospitality locations and 6 in Traverse City, about 900 employees. And this industry has been very good to me and my family. I love being a leader in the industry and giving back.
Well, and you're doing exactly that. And that's why we have you on. Jeff Lovdell, he is the president and founder of Restaurant Partners Management. Also, he is the chair of the National Restaurant Association. Keep up the good work, partner. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on.
Listening
to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.